Thank you, Jim. Look forward to that. Obviously, this time of prayer requests and praises ties in perfect with today's message. And I am really thankful that we do this as a congregation, that we take the time in our service and our worship to come together and to share and to pray together. So just wanted to say that. And I would like to start our praise and prayer request time with a praise for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Wonderful, wonderful organization. And I'm really thankful for these young people that are here, and John, and and for what they're doing, and the examples that they are, and the seeds that they're planting. It's outstanding. I wish Josie could have been here today with you guys. I know she would want to be, and she's speaking this morning at Phi Theta Kappa induction at her college, so, but I know she'd want to be with you, and I know it's been a big part of her life as well, coming up through high school and still yet in college. So anyway, I want to lift up a praise for Fellowship Christian Athletes. Anybody over here have a praise or prayer request?
Yes, I have praise for God Almighty, because, as James said, God answers prayers. The little girl that had the cancer is in remission now. She was almost to die, and now she's in remission and doing good. Maryland.
Maryland, yes. Thank you, Debbie. We praise. Welcome.
I had my fourth-month appointment since my ablation, and I had a really good report, so I appreciate God's grace.
Good. Awesome praises this morning.
I think the last time I was here, I announced that I was going to be a great-great-grandma. It's a girl.
Congratulations, Mary.
Christina Russell is moving from her place and needs to happen, and she has two dogs that need a home, and so if someone will help her out in this by taking one dog or whatever, it would help her a lot and help her to get moved sooner. So anyway, Christina Russell, and I think she's sitting in the back.
She's in the back,
so you can talk to her about all that. Also, Keith and I did attend a basketball game up at Kansas the other night, and it got ugly. It got rough, but you know, the students, they were so calm, outwardly anyway, through that game. And I really believe it's because the influence of Christian people in their lives, and that was displayed. We're really proud that we can go and watch a game and watch our students act in a way that is an honor to God.
Yeah. Marion, dogs need a home. Yeah, here.
I just want prayers. Thanks for prayers for my mom. She's still in the rehab. If anybody wants to go visit her, she's in the Asylum Springs Rehab. I don't know the address. In room 103. She sees a doctor in the rehab on the 20th. She still has the broken ribs and the broken foot. She's walking on a cane. She's off the oxygen, but she sleeps with the oxygen that night. So I'm hoping she's home for Christmas.
Thank you, Eric. Jim.
Michelle and I would like prayer for Jason Gregory. He's our nephew. He's only a senior in high school, but he's got serious mental illness problems. He's in the hospital right now. He's suicidal. He's already tried to commit suicide, and none of the family knows the Lord. Michelle's sister called her yesterday, and the boy was talking about, you know, exploring Buddhism and so forth. Michelle got to talk to her about the Lord and recommended the movie, the series, the Chosen, and she's going to watch it and then get Jason to watch it. And this is an opportunity we've been looking for some time, but it's a pretty serious situation.
His name's Jason Gregory. Is that right, Jim? Jason Gregory. Okay. Marty.
Yes, I'd request prayer from my neighbor, Verla Marsh. She's getting weaker, and now she has a broken bone in her shoulder. They're talking surgery, and I'm just not sure she's strong enough for it. So please be in prayer for Verla.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to be gone next weekend. I'll get to see my newest great-grandbaby, and I'm so excited about that she's getting along well, and I can't wait to just give her a big hug.
Anybody over here have a praise or prayer request?
I'd just like to ask for prayer. I know a lot of families have prodigals, and whether it be immediate family or extended family, we could probably all think of someone. And if we could just pray for their protection and for the Lord to draw them to himself, and also for family members who live hundreds and thousands of miles away, pray for them, and pray for we who miss them and grieve for their presence. And then lastly, to pray for broken relationships within families, that they could be healed and their reconciliation could take place. Sometimes it's just too complicated for people to articulate these relationship issues. Just pray for healing and restoration for those relationships.
I think Henry had one.
I lift up our nation in prayer today. In remembrance of today, December the 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor was bombed and destroyed, and we lost many Americans that day. And also, one more thing, the King is coming.
Thank you, Henry. Marion.
First, I'd like to lift up Holly Hook, who is going to find out with a liver biopsy if just exactly how severe the cancer is, along with her breast and lymph nodes. So, Holly, please. And one thing that I didn't tell you that I want to just thank these students for is the service projects they do, including elder care baskets, food drives, prayer walks, the feast, of course, that you know about, Bible distributions, and scholarships that these young people pray for that our church supports. And when you think about your funding going to an organization, we're a very active organization, and I tell them, and one of the mottos of FCA is we're the heartbeat of a school. And when Brent said what he said and when James said what he said about prayer, we always pray for each other. And some of these young men here have done presentations at FCA many, many times, and I do want it to be student-led. And I'm just so thankful that we do live in a nation that many people pray for FCA to flourish and to spread, and it has. It was actually started in 1954, and I know that there are over 100,000 huddles, and that is only by the grace of God. So thank you again, and Holly and Melody, please. Thank you for cancer.
Walter, I think Penny's got one in the back.
I can talk about it.
Oh, he'll bring it. He needs to get his steps.
Are you? Oh, okay, good. Okay, just 10,000, 9,000, okay. My name is Penny. Please remember my brother Wayne in prayer. His surgery for the brain tumor is on December the 18th. And they're really not knowing. They don't know and can't tell us really what the after effects of this surgery is going to be, because it's very delicate. The tumor is large, but it is near nerves and auditory. It's attached to auditory nerves. So just be in prayer for him. Please be in prayer for me, because the majority of that aftercare is going to fall on me. So,
thank you.
My grandma had a neighbor that was killed over there in Pearl Harbor in 41.
Lots of sacrifice made. I think, yeah, go ahead, Walter. Yes, sir.
I attended the funeral yesterday of an aunt, and just four generations said goodbye to their mom and grandma and all, and just the Quarter family.
Quarter?
Quarter.
Okay. Nancy, you said that there you have a card
for Leon,
And Allie.
If we can sign either between church and Sunday school or during pop-up.
Okay. If anybody didn't hear that, a card for Leon and Allie, Nancy has, if we could sign as a congregation between Sunday school and potluck or any time after service here. James, did you have something?
No.
Yeah, Louise.
I think
okay.
Allie had told me the other day on the phone when she called me and said she wasn't coming. Now, my brain is not thinking, but she's really working on getting back to church, and hopefully the therapy that they're both getting at home now will help them be able to get back here.
Sure.
She was hoping in another week or so. So
sure, good.
Keep praying for them.
They are missed. Anybody else? All right, now we'll have our prayer song.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the message we've had today, and I pray that you will help us to be a praying people day in and day out as we go through life. Help us to reach out to those around us and give us the opportunities to reach out to those that need you. Father, we lift up FCA and we just thank you for their mission, and we thank you for these young people that carry out their mission. I pray that you will watch over them and guide them, that you will watch over the adults as they help, as they guide these young people into doing your work. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you that For Debbie, and we thank you for the little girl, Maryland, who's in remission. I thank you for that healing. I thank you, Father, that you've given Linda a good medical report. She's gone through a lot, and we thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the little baby that was born, that you will help her as and put around her the safety net that she needs as she starts her young life. Father, we lift up Christina as she is getting ready to move. She has some dogs that are heavy on her heart. And we need homes for them. I pray, Father, that you will open those doors, give them the families that they need. Father, for the little Kansas basketball team who had a rough game, I thank you that you gave the players the calmness and spirit to not get involved with the nastiness. I just pray that you will keep them calm in their spirit and help them to focus on the game. Father, for Eric's mom, who's in rehab, I just pray that you'll continue to bring a healing about in her body after she fell off her roof. I just pray that you'll bless her, that you will continue to put your healing hand upon her. For Jason Gregory, who's having serious mental problems, I just pray that you will put your hand upon him, that you will help bring the right people around him and the whole family to bring them to Christ. Help them to be the encouragement that he needs, and help them to be and to walk with you, Father. Bring the people around him, the right people, that they will listen to. For Verla Marsh, as she's dealing with a broken bone in her shoulder, Father, the older we get, the harder it is to heal. I pray that you will calm her spirit and that you will help her heal, that you'll bring the doctors and nurses and medical staff around her to help her through this process. Father, there are many families here that are dealing with prodigal family members, whether it's children or brothers or sisters or mother, father, whatever the case might be. It's hard. Father, I pray that you will lift their spirits. And Father, let it be your will that these family members, these friends, whatever the case might be, come home. They make contact at least. That you will help them to come to a realization that there are people that love them and they need to be in touch with those people. Father, for broken relationships, I just pray that you will heal them, that you will help us to continue to pray for those relationships that are broken and continue to bring people around those that have walked away to encourage them to get back with their family, to understand the love that the family has for them. Father, for our nation, as we remember Pearl Harbor, such a disastrous day, such a painful day, I just pray, Father, that you will help us to remember and help us to forgive those that have brought such disaster upon this nation. Father, we lift up Holly Cook as she is dealing with cancer in her life. I pray that you'll bring the doctors and nurses and staff around her to bring healing about in her body. For the we thank you for allowing the FCA to do the projects that they do. Encourage them, Father, in these projects to spread the Bibles, to spread the word, to gather the scholarships. Father, we lift up Penny's brother as he's Wayne. He's going for surgery. I just pray that you will help him to calm his spirit as he goes in for the surgery. But also I pray for Penny as she is dealing with her brother and is taking care of him after the surgery. I pray that you will guide him and guide Penny. Give them the comfort and the calm assurance of knowing that you're walking beside them. For the Quarter family and the loss of their loved one, I just pray that you will, first of all, help them to rely on you and help them to gather the strength to mourn the loss. Father, for Leon and Allie, as they are not with us again, I just pray that you will continue to bring healing about to both of them and that you will bring them to church so we may love on them. Father, I just pray that you'll bring the healing about in their bodies. Thank you, Father, for your love and your watch care. Help us to serve you well as we go out through this week. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.